The Czech and Slovak community in London are set to lose a venue that has served as a meeting place for generations of refugees and expats. Founded by a Czech Catholic priest in Notting Hill in 1964, the Velehrad Centre has provided new arrivals with accommodation and served as a place for various social, cultural and religious events. But the organisation that runs the centre has now decided to sell the property, which is a move opposed by many Czech expats in the UK. I discussed the issue with Milan Kocourek, a London-based journalist and the head of the local chapter of the expat organisation Czechoslovak Society of Arts and Sciences.
The reason is apparently that there is not enough money for maintenance of the building, which the trustees announced to the community, to Czech and Slovak community, in last year. Apparently, the building requires extensive refurbishment, and for that there was not enough money, so they started looking for another owner, and that apparently negotiations have been successful, and the Velehrad is going to be sold, and on the 15th of April there will be a new owner coming in.
What do the members of the Czech and Slovak community in London think of this move?
Well, I must say, because I'm a chairman of Society of Arts and Sciences, and vast majority of our members in London did not like the idea. They were arguing that there are several points. For instance, Father Lang, what he would think of it. They were convinced that Father Lang would not be happy at all because he established the place. And they were also saying that there is a monument on the house, which is Jan Palach Memorial, which is created. It was created by the famous sculptor František Bielský. And what will happen with it and with the memory of Velehrad? So I think most people did not like the idea at all.
The decision is final. The sale will go ahead. What will happen? Do you know who the new owner will be, and what will happen with the community center?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know anything about the new owner. What will happen is that organizations which have been seated in Velehrad, they will have to move to a new place. New place has not been found yet. The trustees are actually looking for a new place. They were seeking some house which actually would have larger community room, assembly hall, than Velehrad, because apparently what is required is about more than 100 people would fit in one room, which in this particular place was hardly possible. So organizations like ours, Society of Arts and Sciences, they will move to a new place when it will be found, hopefully, also in central London.
Well, the sale is expected to fetch quite a lot of money, given the upmarket area where the Velehrad Community Centre is located. I saw a figure of £10 million. That should provide some sort of momentum even to the you know, expat Czech and Slovak expat life in London.
Indeed. Well, that will be money for purchase of the new house, of course, and also for its refurbishment of the new place, actually its accommodation for new purposes. So hopefully it will be a success, but at the moment nobody seems to know which place it will be.
I was talking there to London-based journalist Milan Kocourek.